Members of Parliament discussed President Ramaphosa's return to the Assembly. He appeared before Parliament on Tuesday last week to answer questions from MPs, but some were still unhappy with the session, while others argued that Ramaphosa had not answered questions relating to the theft at his Palapala farm. On Thursday morning, Speaker Nosiviwe Maphisa-Ngagula told the sitting that Ramaphosa could appear again on the 29th of September. EFF Deputy President Floyd Shivambu said this was unacceptable.
Where is the autonomy, the relative autonomy of this House of Parliament when the President can just do as he wishes? I honestly think this is unacceptable. And we can't be party as members of Parliament to the undermining of institutions of democracy. Because as a matter of fact, it is not only this institution which Mr. Ramaphosa is ignoring and undermining. He has undermined the Sovereign Reserve Bank. He has undermined the Financial Intelligence Center. He has undermined the Office of the Public Protector on several occasions. He had to be pushed to respond to obvious, clear questions as to what has happened in Palapan. Why are we running around circles when we have to be given clear answers now? I think we're being party to nonsense, and we must not accept this rubbish that has been reported here, that Mr. Ramaphosa cannot come and account. He must be called to account as a matter of urgency. I propose, Speaker, that we must reject that. We must schedule a day closer so that he must come to respond specifically to that question. And that date must be before the 29th of September. That is a concrete proposal that we're making.
Shivambu proposed that the president be summoned.
He must come to account to Parliament. I honestly don't think that we're being honest in the manner in which we're handling these issues. You, as the ANC, are irrationally trying to protect a president. You realize that he doesn't have honest answers that must be given. And he thinks that for some reason, if he plays around and delays all these questions and everything else, there's going to be something else that will happen. We have got the powers as Parliament. The rules permit Parliament to could even subpoena the president to come and respond to these questions. I think let us invoke that particular permissibility to summon the president to come to respond to the question, because it's a matter of urgency. All of us have said that it's an issue that must be responded to as a matter of urgency. So let's deal with it in that particular way.
ANC Chief Whip Phemi Majordina accepted the president's proposed date and said the party was not defending Ramaphosa.
I want to dispute that the ANC is defending the president not to come and account. The ANC's submission in the previous meeting was that because there is already a date that is scheduled for questions, it will be proper. However, it did not stop you engaging with the office of the president, and you have done so. We fully support this report as you have tabled it, and that the president will respond to outstanding questions on the 29th.
When Shivambu raised his hand for the third time and insisted to speak, Maphisa-Ngagula kicked him and a fellow EFF MP, Hlengiwe Mkhalipi, out.
I've allowed you probably four times to speak on the same issue, honorable member. I have closed the matter. I'm not allowing
Speaker,
you to speak.
Speaker, the problem is that you don't want even to hear what he is raising.
We are just preempting
what is he going to say, Speaker. Just relax. Allow him.
Honorable Mkhalipi, both of you, you are off the system now.
Why?
Whoever is hosting, is managing this gadget, will you please remove honorable Shivambu?
But you are reacting now. We are reacting instead of allowing the members to express themselves.
Mkhalipi, you are out of the system. Out of the system. Mbanga. Are you doing this or not?
I that disparate, Nosiviwe.
Nosiviwe. I know my name. For now, I am presiding. And I'm the presiding officer here. And with just a bit of respect, you may as well say, honorable Speaker, for now. And then outside, you can call me Nosiviwe. Honorable members, Mbanga, I said remove the honorable members. Thank you very much.
The Speaker said details of the President's appearance would be clarified by the end of next week. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.